Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 7th of February, recording at 9:40 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asia's mostly closed for the China New Year, but where it was open, Hong Kong down 1.5%. That was the biggest decliner. Japan and Australia up a little bit. The European stock markets are quite firm today. Gains up to and slightly over 1%, were not uncommon. And the Americas were generally steady. An exception was Mexico, which weakened a bit. Wall Street was fairly firm, gains of about 0.5%. They were paired somewhat to those. They're paired down to those levels after off the highs of the day. In long-dated government bond prices, we had early weakness, but then a little bit of a rally. The U.S. 30-year bond dipped down to 117.14 and is currently at 118.05. Elsewhere, we had a mixed day here generally. The dollar was a little firmer, although giving up gains, some of those gains as the day progressed. We've got the euro here at 135.83, sterling at just over 161, the Aussie dollar staying above the parity level, currently 101.33. Dollar index is currently at 78.045. In precious metals, we had mostly steady action, particularly silver. Silver's up nearly 30 cents in after-hours trading. That's best performance. Platinum's backed off that high at 1850. And gold quietly steady. It's picked up a little bit. Currently 1351. Crude oil, that was interesting. That slipped back. Both the NYMEX crude and the Brent crude. NYMEX is down 179 as I speak. That brings it back to 87.24. And it had been over $2 higher earlier in the day. Industrial metals also, which had started the week with a roar, but eased off somewhat. Sugar, white sugar looks firmer in here today. Coffee a little firmer. That's about it. Okay. So, except natural gas. I see that's also down $4.127. Now, what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, we've got a quiet Asia because of the Chinese New Year, but the Asian stock markets are still most adversely affected by the commodity price inflation, because that combined with inflation from the stronger growth that they've already seen. And governments are concerned about that and anxious to squeeze that out a bit. I emphasize a bit because they know that food prices or that higher interest rates push back commodity inflation is a very large hammer to try to hit an elusive target. And in other words, it might not have that much effect at all, or the strength of foods may well be pretty much outside their control. And I think that's mostly true. Yes, I've talked a lot about that. There has been certainly a degree of speculation helping to push those food prices higher, but the fundamentals are bullish. We've had lousy crop yields due to turbulent weather, and demand continues to rise. So this is going to remain a theme for, I think it's for a number of months, and we really ought to think of it in that context. We may have food price inflation, commodity inflation being the concern here, certainly through the first half of the year. That could easily be the case overall. Now, a pullback in crude oil would be, I think, good news generally for the global economy. If anything in the commodity sector does get me worried, it's the prospect of a spike higher in the price of crude oil. So to see that pullback and just range, albeit almost certainly within what's an overall upward trend, but that would be progress. That would take some pressure off here. Wall Street still is maintaining the relative strength, and that's favorable because of the Wall Street leash effect, still hugely influential. Costs a very long shadow, and so steady Wall Street will help to cushion downside risk in other stock markets for the most part. But you know, we get these fashion changes, and it's a classic one that we've been seeing. It's everybody into India up until November, and subsequently it's been everybody out of India getting that oversold. I maintain that India is in a begin to nibble range, although I don't see any evidence yet that this downward reaction has ended, so one doesn't want to be too aggressive at this stage. And if it gets well and truly oversold with an overshoot, so far all we've really seen is a decline of, I think, just under 15% or just around the 15% level. But if it were to get well and truly oversold, and remember, we had declines down, I think we had declines, don't hold me to this figure, but I'm relying on shaky memory, but my recollection is that we had declines in India of up to 30%. Before it then roared on back up into new all-time highs. Now, I don't expect India to roar upwards anytime soon, but if we did have a decline of that magnitude, that's not a forecast. I'm saying if it did, because markets often overshoot in both directions, that would certainly create a strong buying opportunity in my view. But meanwhile, it's Wall Street showing the relative strength. Europe is packing in quite reasonably as well. The European and UK banks and the US banks are all off the critical list in hospital jargon, and therefore, or terminology. So that's not all that bad an outlook here. And remember, we are in a cyclical bull market here for global stock markets. So I think we shouldn't there aren't all that many things to get terribly excited about at the moment, but equally there aren't all that many things to get very worried about. An area of possible or potential excitement, or if not excitement, certainly firmness, I think will be in the mining sector. The uraniums remain in play. There's a little bit of a rotation game going here. They are best purchased on pullbacks, but if you monitor the sector fairly closely, and I try to, that they'll get a little pullback and then quite a strong move back up, but it's going in rotation. They aren't all moving on the same day, and but mostly still recording higher reaction lows, which is one of the definitions of an overall upward trend. And you've got some mouth-watering base formations on a number of those patterns. Then you've got the big industrial miners. Well, they're sitting on loads of cash. And what are they going to do with it? You know, they can do takeovers, but the time is really wrong for the big takeovers, or hopefully they will conclude that it's wrong for the big takeovers. They should have done those a year and a half or so ago. And they can give some of that cash back. They can do some share buybacks. They can increase the dividend. I would favor the dividend increase route. And I would favor some judicious takeovers if they can find anything that's cheap, and then those are going on all the time, really. What else to mention here? The long-dated government bonds. I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of a rally over the next couple of days there to increase my overall short position. Looking at the charts, that was a nice big downward break for those U.S. 30-year treasuries on Friday, and I think that's probably significant. And I maintain, once again, that really only the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank Chairman Ben Bernanke could prevent those treasuries from falling some degree further in here. And is he willing to do that? Don't know. Don't know. But I think the writing's been on the wall all along as far as this sector is concerned. The yields have bottomed out, therefore the bond prices have topped out, and yields are going to range sideways to higher over time and over a good many years' time. In my view, that will mean that we see bond futures prices ranging sideways to lower overall. And what about that grain and bean complex? Well, it backed off the highs earlier today. It obviously isn't going to go up every day, but the chart patterns for corn and well, wheat, coffee, beg your pardon, corn, wheat, I'm getting ahead of myself. Soybeans, rough rice, these chart patterns can all support some quite big additional gains. And until I see some deterioration in those overall chart patterns, I'll continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt. I did want to mention coffee. Coffee continues to grind out, excuse me, this, a pun intended there. This nice, steady, orderly, overall upward trend. And I think we could well see that coffee market move higher. And in currencies, don't expect a whole lot of drama, pretty much the same. Dollar is a bit soft. I don't see that changing without a stock market fright. Which I don't think is a big risk at this time. I think the dollar will probably range at best. And we have somewhat quieter currency markets. We've lost the hyperbole in the markets. That's a good thing. People aren't forecasting dramatic crash levels for the euro or sterling or the US dollar in here right now. And on that note, I think that's pretty much it for today. All the best.